Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Hello and welcome. You're listening to News18's podcast, The Daybreak, with me, Zoya Mateen. Let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories for the day. Today is the last day for political parties to file nominations for the first phase of the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. The last few weeks have been marked by conflicts, controversies, as the parties are leaving no stone unturned for the upcoming polls. While the Congress will convene a meeting of its working committee to discuss election preparedness, the ruling BJP is likely to finalize its list of Lok Sabha candidates which are remaining today. The BJP on Friday night had released its second list of 36 candidates, which consist of 23 nominees for Andhra Pradesh, 6 for Maharashtra and 5 for Odisha. Now, the list of candidates from Odisha includes the party's national spokesperson, Sambit Patra, who will be fielded from Puri. Meanwhile, the Congress on Sunday released its ninth list of 10 candidates for the Lok Sabha election, fielding former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram's son, Karthi Chidambaram, from Sivaganga in Tamil Nadu. Important to note that Karthi Chidambaram is currently facing a trial in corruption cases, including the INX Media money laundering case. Speculations, meanwhile, are rife that the Congress chief Rahul Gandhi himself may contest from the Wayanad constituency if the party's Kerala unit has its way. While Karnataka Congress chief Dinesh Gundurao asked Gandhi to contest from a state, the Kerala Congress too had been trying to gauge Gandhi's poll strategy in a bid to have him contest from here. Now, India is expected to request to the United States to access details from a service provider of virtual SIMs which were used by the Jaish-e-Mohammed suicide bomber behind the Pulwama terror attack and his Pakistan and Kashmir-based handlers. Officials have said that the probe found that the bomber Adil Dhar had been in constant touch with the Jaish militants across the border. The numbers that were used to do so were prefixed with a +1, the mobile station international subscriber directory number used for the United States. The request for to the US will include details of phone numbers that got in touch with this virtual SIM, who had activated it, and the internet protocol addresses used. Moving on, 2 days after reports of kidnapping and forced conversion and marriage of two Hindu girls in Pakistan came to the limelight, India sent an official note to the Pakistan Foreign Office. The two girls, 13-year-old Ravina and a 15-year-old Reena, were allegedly kidnapped by a group of influential men from their home in Ghodki district on the eve of Holi. External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj on Twitter said on Saturday that she had asked the India High Commissioner in Pakistan to send a report on the incident. Meanwhile, according to a tweet by Pakistan Minister Fawad Chaudhry, Prime Minister Imran Khan has issued instructions for the immediate release of the two girls. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Moscow's meddling in the 2016 election has found no evidence of conspiracy by President Donald Trump's campaign to collude with Russia, the Justice Department declared on Sunday. Mueller has also declined to rule on whether evidence showed Trump obstructed justice. In a letter to the Congress summarizing the report's key points, the Attorney General Bill Barr quoted Mueller as saying, "While the report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him." Barr's letter marked the conclusion of the 22-month investigation by Mueller, a former FBI director, into allegations that Trump's election campaign coordinated and colluded with Russians to skew the 2016 vote so that the billionaire real estate magnate would win. Coming back to the political developments, in a surprise move, the Makkal Nidhi Maiyam leader Kamal Hassan on Sunday announced that he would neither contest the upcoming Lok Sabha elections nor the assembly bipolls in Tamil Nadu. He said that he has a lot of work to do and he will work towards the success of his candidates but will not contest personally. The statement was made by the actor-turned-politician while releasing the party's manifesto, and Hassan also announced that his party will contest from all 40 seats in the state. setback for another actor turned politician, Shatrughan Sinha, after Union Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad will be the BJP's face from Patna Sahib, the constituency of the actor turned rebel leader, the party announced on Saturday. Prasad is likely to face Sinha in the upcoming elections, as there are reports that Shatrughan Sinha will contest as a Congress candidate now. Sinha has been at loggerheads with the BJP since 2014, when he was left out of the cabinet. Having remained critical of the party leadership and primarily of Prime Minister Narendra Modi himself, speculations were arrived that the MLA would be turning over to the other party, Congress's camp. This particularly solidified after Shatrughan Sinha turned up at Mamata Banerjee's United India rally along with other leaders of the Grand Opposition Alliance in January this year. Right, with this we come to an end of today's podcast, but like always, we'll be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, like I always say, please don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, The Daybreak, at news18.com. Thank you for listening. I hope you all have a really good day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.